Okay, this is Rovers interim boss John Russell. We wondered what sort of a reaction there'd be tonight, John. We got our answer.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching the boys tonight. I felt we were aggressive in and out of possession. We spoke about before the game about our mentality and what the people think of us outside of our group. And not just the outsiders, it's our own fans. You know what I mean? It hasn't been good enough the last few weeks. And for the quality we have in there, you know, we needed to give something tonight, and I felt over 90 minutes we really did. Like, it wasn't a 45 minute performance and we were holding on. We went really aggressive from the off, and even when we had that setback of conceding before half time, we said the right things at half time, we stuck to the game plan, we're aggressive, create lots of chances, and I felt over 90 minutes we deserved to win it.
What was your first team talk to these guys like as the gaffer, not the assistant?
I know these players. You know, I've been working at the club for 3.5 years, so it's not as if I've been jumped in out of nowhere. So I work day to day with the lads. They know me. But I suppose you're putting the demands, you know, that it hasn't been good enough. And they know that. I know that. The coaching staff know that. And thankfully, we were able to come to the showgrounds tonight, give a performance that the fans were getting up off their seats. And that's what you want. You could feel the energy in the ground. We've passed the ball really well. We've defended really well, you know, and defended high up the pitch. It wasn't a low block and we're defending crosses and it's backs to the wall stuff. We were calm. We played at the right times. We pressed at the right times. And I felt even the subs that came off the bench, Killian made an impact. And I was absolutely delighted for Seamus Keogh. He's had a lot of setbacks. You know, he's a kid with huge potential. Obviously, got his move to England with Southampton. He came back last year, hasn't had a huge amount of minutes. You know, I've worked with him days after games. He's coming in, doing top-up sessions, and, you know, you're telling him, keep going, super attitude, your chance will come. And I was just delighted that he came in and made the impact he did. And what a way to finish the game, get the winner.
The tempo was good, the passing, the focus, the energy. It was all pretty good. I mean, there may be some people will say to themselves, maybe Liam Buckley will say to themselves, why couldn't you play like that a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it's probably the thing that happens all around the world in all leagues. You know, there seems to be kind of a bounce when those things happen, and that is the thing. But the challenge now, and I said to the players when the game finished, when we wrapped it up, that's the benchmark. You know what I mean? You can't just do that now and say, oh, that's great. We're back in tomorrow. We build into the UCD game, and we got to go again and put on that performance and get another 3 points on the board and start moving up the table.
Would you like this job on a permanent basis?
At the moment, you know, it's been a crazy 24 hours. I was just told to take it on an interim basis. You know, there's a break coming up, take it for tonight and for the game against UCD. So my full focus at the moment is preparing the team. A lot of work went in over the last day and a half, even coming into the game today. Delighted that we got the win, delighted for the players. Now it's, can we go again and against UCD? We've got to do it. We've got to repeat that now and push on. But look, it's a great night.
Was that a yes or a no?
The club have to make a decision. I'm sure there's applications coming in left, right and centre. They've always had a history of going to the UK. You know, I'm sure there's managers around the league that are out of work that are looking at Sligo and saying, what a fabulous club. You know, good group of players there. It's a hugely attractive job. I've had an affinity with the club. I've been here as a player, won trophies, spent most of my career here. Been assistant manager now for 3.5 years. I know the club inside out. I've a huge amount of affection for it. I love this club. It's an honour to be managing it at the moment, and I'm looking forward to doing it again on Friday.